With U.S. law enforcement officials widening their investigation into the network of suspected terrorist Osama bin Laden, several European countries also are stepping up operations against Islamic militants. There have been several arrests of Muslims who may have ties to bin Laden. The September 11th terrorist attack has revealed a lack of coordination and sharing of information among Western law enforcement agencies, NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
The aftermath of the deadly terror attacks in the United States revealed an astounding lack of coordination and sharing of information between Western law enforcement and intelligence services. But now the watchword is cooperation. And Interpol, the police agency representing 178 nations, could be revitalized and become the umbrella organization supervising the global pursuit of the terrorist galaxy. Interpol's General Assembly is scheduled to meet today in Budapest, and participants are likely to discuss the idea of creating an international criminal database. In the last 10 days, about 50 people have been arrested or detained in various European countries. Just on Friday, 4 people were arrested in Britain, 7 in France, 2 in Belgium, and 2 arrest warrants were issued in Germany. The British media reported that one of the men being questioned is Lofty Raisi, an Algerian whose name is on the FBI's so-called watch list of more than 200 people to be questioned in connection with the U.S. attacks. Raisi was reported to have been taking flying lessons at a British flight school. In France, the 7 suspected Islamic militants were arrested as part of an investigation into an alleged plot to attack U.S. targets in Europe. And in Belgium, police have also discovered a large cache of chemicals that local media reports say could be used to make a bomb. The New York Times reports that U.S. and European officials are convinced many of the terrorist operations linked to bin Laden are being run by a very senior lieutenant in Europe. And it's Germany that is emerging as the haven of choice for many Islamic terrorist cells. The key cities are Hamburg, where 3 of the suicide hijackers lived, and Frankfurt. It's in this latter city that the extent of the terror network first emerged with the arrest last December of 4 men suspected of plotting to blow up the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France. The leader of that cell, an Algerian, escaped but was arrested in Spain this summer. In July, Mohamed Atta, one of the World Trade Center suicide hijackers, also visited Spain. In Italy, an Interior Ministry report issued in February acknowledged that Italian territory has become a staging base for financing and recruitment for militant Islam. And in Switzerland, police are investigating the Muslim-run Nada Management Organization, a financial firm reportedly linked to Osama bin Laden. European countries are suddenly realizing that they have become havens for Islamic sleepers, militants who lead normal lives until they're ordered to carry out terrorist attacks. Several analysts say European authorities, particularly in Germany and Britain, have too often looked the other way because many of their countries were spared Islamic terrorist attacks. According to the German Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, there are an estimated 31,000 members of 17 different extremist Islamic groups, and 150 to 200 are reportedly linked to bin Laden. The French Daily Le Monde says that Europe's open borders have enabled Islamic extremists to move easily from one country to another, while European law enforcement is still hampered by cross-border obstacles, including different legislations and nationalist rivalries. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.